Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show where geek meets chic. Tech Talk is all about the latest in gadgets, games, and gear, but it's all in a language you understand. Sure, the show is designed to celebrate great technology like HD TVs, computers, phones, cameras, video games, and portable music players, but it's all about helping to make some sense of it all as well. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams, their line of high-quality web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using voice or video. Share life as it happens. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam. Now, today's show is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to explore the wild world of email hoaxes. We've all read these email messages in our inbox or variations of them, and a staggering number of us actually fall for them. You know what I mean. Emails like, send this email to everyone you know and Bill Gates will cut you a check for $321. Or, print out this page and bring it to the Gap for a 25% discount. Or, don't lick the envelopes at your local ATM because somebody has put poison on them. Or, if you have this file on your computer, delete it immediately, it's a virus. They're collectively known as email hoaxes, relatively harmless pranks spread through cyberspace with the intent to trick the recipient into believing something that's genuine when it's not. Now, I'm sure we've got Tech Talk listeners who have a story to share, a hoax they thought was real, one you perhaps aren't so sure about and you want to ask me. What about urban legends you read about online? Maybe you want to complain about those annoying chain letters people send. God, I hate those. Send this email to 7 people or your wish won't come true. Or, God, I hate those. We want to hear from you today, and we're giving away a special prize to a lucky listener. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, that's Star Talk, a free call on your cell phone. Now, thanks to our friends at Samsung, we've got a very cool prize for you today. It's a business printer for your office or home office. It's a color laser printer, the Samsung CLP-315. It features a rich piano black control panel and delivers sharp laser text at 17 pages per minute and dynamite color at 4 pages per minute. It's valued at $200. It's actually available August 1st at Staples locations. But if you are the lucky winner today, it's yours for free for being the lucky caller. Now, here's how we'll give it away. Everyone who gets on the air to ask a question or share their story about email hoaxes is eligible for a call back at the end of Tech Talk just before 1 p.m. if my voice holds out until then. At the end of the show. All right, so if you answer the phone with our secret phrase today, which is, I won on News Talk 1010 CFRB, then the Samsung business printer is yours. A color laser printer, no less. Again, you answer the phone, not with hello, but with I won on News Talk 1010 CFRB. So anyone who gets a question or comment about internet hoaxes or urban legends on the air today will be eligible for that draw at the end of the show worth $200. All right, let's go back to Tech Talk. Before we open the lines, I'm going to give you some examples, more examples of these internet hoaxes, these email hoaxes that I get on a daily basis. Now, let's face it, long before the internet was invented, there were hoaxes, practical jokes, urban legends, and chain letters, both malicious and harmless. But we've never seen the magnitude as we do now, thanks to electronic mail. But in the old days, urban legends were harder to spread on a large scale, and chain letters required you to spend time and money and effort to actually mail something. Email hoaxes, naturally, are a lot more convenient to spread around. And they do come in all shapes and sizes, these hoaxes. So let's take a look at some of the more common kinds and a shining example of each. The first kind of email hoax is what I would call a giveaway hoax. These popular email chain letters that are sent from one computer to another says something about, you know, if you forward the email to everyone in your address book, you're going to get something for free. And if you believe that, well, I've got some swampland in Florida to sell you as well. Examples include cash from Microsoft or Apple computers or AOL. And it would say something like this. Thank you for signing up for my beta email tracking application. My name is Bill Gates here at Microsoft. We have just compiled an email tracing program that tracks everyone to whom this message is forwarded to. We are experimenting with this and need your help. Forward this on to everyone you know, and if it reaches 100,000 people, everyone on the list will receive a check for $321 and a copy of the new Windows Vista operating system. You know, that's a shining example of a giveaway hoax. Alternatively, there's those printable gift certificate hoaxes that I get every day. A common one like, you know, print this out and bring it to Old Navy or this restaurant and you will get 50% off, 25% off. Why do people make these and send them around? I don't know, to see how many people can fall for it. But if you're suspicious about getting these kinds of emails, you can always go to the company's website, like The Gap, and you'll see a little thing that says, this is fake. Or you can go to websites. We'll talk about a few of them this hour, but some of my favorite ones that demystify some of these email hoaxes. One's called VMyths, as in virtual myths. V like Victor, MYTHS.com. It gives you a list of hoaxes and urban legends. Another one is Snopes, S like Sam, N-O-P like Peter, ES.com. But please, don't forward it on to somebody else. You're only going to frustrate them. And it's funny, I have friends who are doctors and lawyers and other professionals, and they fall for these too. They send me these saying, oh, Mark, sorry, I have to take my chances on this one. Please send it to everybody you know. I can get this money or, you know, we can do something. So that's the first kind, giveaway hoaxes. The second kind, which are related, are chain letters. And there are many examples of electronic chain letters asking you to help spread the word and forward the message on to others. And a lot of Americans fell for this one. This Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, step out your door, stop your car, or step out of your establishment and light a candle to show Americans are strong and united together against terrorism. NASA will be taking a satellite picture of the U.S. and posting it on the news Saturday morning. Please pass this on to everyone you know. We need to reach everyone across the U.S. quickly. So, first things first, do you think a satellite picture can detect candles? That's the first thing. I just don't get it. But, you know, another chain letter is one that claims that the government is contemplating a 5-cent email tax. And they make it sound legitimate by citing a congressman and citing the name of the proposed bill, 602B, you know, saying that it'll permit the federal government to charge 5%, 5-cent surcharge on every email delivered. Sign this at the bottom and send it to everybody you know to fight against this. You know, this is just another way to charge us. And, you know, and they cite, you know, there's this, they say U.S. Rep. Tony Schnell has forwarded, has proposed this bill. There's no U.S. Rep. Tony Schnell and there's no proposed bill 602P. So anyways, another example of a chain letter. So this is what we're talking about today on Tech Talk. Email hoaxes that we all get. It could be from the president of a Nigerian bank saying that they want to bring some funds into Canada and they'll help make you rich. You, of course, it's you. You're the key. Why are they sending it to you? I don't know, but some people fall for it. So we're talking about relatively harmless pranks. We're not talking about scams or phishing attempts where they're trying to steal your identity. We're talking about relatively harmless hoaxes that were around long before the internet was born. But thanks to electronic mail, we are being flooded with them. And I'm going to go through some of my favorite ones this hour. But more importantly, and if you can help a brother out with his voice, call up and share your favorite email hoaxes. Or if you got one that you fell for, come clean and tell us why you fell for it. Maybe it's because it says on there, this was on Oprah today. I always get that one. Or I saw this morning on Good Morning America. This is no joke. Meanwhile, it's a joke. So give us a call and you are eligible to win a terrific prize from our friends at Samsung. It's a color laser printer. So it's not ideal for photos. This is ideal for business documents, but they can be in color. Valued at $200, it's the Samsung CLP 315. We're going to give it away to a lucky person who gets on the air. Everybody who gets on the air, our lovely screener today, Sarah, is going to take your name and number, and we're going to call somebody back randomly at the end of Tech Talk, answer the phone with that secret phrase, which is, I won on News Talk 1010 CFRB, and the printer is yours. Give us a call, 416-872-1010, toll free, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk and email hoaxes in a moment. If any of my friends are listening today, stop sending me these chain letters. These email chain letters are driving me nuts that all of you send me. I'm the tech guy. I'm going to write you back and tell you you're a fool for believing this stuff. I've seen them on the internet for 10 years. Bill Gates is not going to cut you a check for $320 by forwarding an email to somebody because they're not researching a new email tracing program. The fact that you use a cell phone at a gas station, no one blew up. It was not on the news this morning. I get these email hoaxes all the time. I kindly ask you to stop sending them to me, especially those chain letters that if you send it to seven people, it's going to come true. And if a Nigerian president isn't going to give you $10 million by helping him bring in $2 trillion into the Canadian economy. So that's what we're talking about today. Hoax busting, myth busting. We're talking about email hoaxes today. I want to hear from you. What are your favorite email hoaxes? And don't be embarrassed. I know I'm saying you should be a fool for falling for them, but they can sound pretty legit. But if you want to change your name, that's okay. Just give us your correct number when you call on the air, because we're going to call you back and tell you you've won a prize if you're our lucky winner for today, because the last person, actually anybody who gets on the air is eligible for a callback. But the last 5 minutes of the show, we're going to call you back, somebody randomly, and if you answer the phone with the secret phrase, which is, I won on News Talk 1010 CFRB, you've won a brand new Samsung CLP315. It's a color laser printer. It's so new, it's not even on the market yet. So give us a call with your favorite email hoaxes, or if you have questions about whether one is legit or not, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. I'll also explain this hour why I think we fall for them and what you can do to double check if it's real or not. Let's start with Uday in Brampton. Thanks for calling, Uday.
Hi, I just want to comment on the email thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to say the most annoying email is the one where it says you want an iPhone, you want a laptop.
Oh, the ones that say you've won an iPod or an iPhone or a laptop. What do they want you to do in that email in order to win it?
Give all this information and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, that I would say is probably less of a hoax and more of a scam. You know, like a phishing attack, we call it phishing. Because those are trying to get some information from you, like a credit card number, so they can steal your identity for financial gain. So that, to me, is not so much of a hoax. It can be hard to differentiate, which I think we'll try to do this hour. But that sounds like more of a phishing attempt, like getting an email from your bank, or you think it's from your bank, and it looks legit, you know, even down to your bank's logo. And they ask you to click on a link that takes you to a website that you'll notice is not your bank's website if you look closely enough, asking for you to confirm your password. Obviously, that's it. You should never do those. Never click on those links. You could also get a virus on your computer for doing that. But we're talking more about email hoaxes, these chain letters and urban legends and other silly things we get in our inbox. Let's talk to Honorick in Mississauga. Hi there. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hello.
Hi there. Thank you for calling today.
Hi. I'd just like to say that before we start our conversation, I love your show. My family listens to it every Sunday.
Thank you very much for telling me that.
Yeah. I would like to say that, you know, when you get those emails that say, if you don't send it to seven people, you die?
Oh.
Like in the middle of the night, somebody comes to get you?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen that.
I know, but that's really scary. So that
sounds very, very scary.
Yeah, so I don't know whether to believe
but
it.
But you know that's not true, right?
Yeah.
You know that's
now
impossible.
Now that I listen to your show, now that I listen today, it sounds so fake.
It is fake.
So thank you, Mark.
How old are you? I have to ask you.
I'm 11.
You sound like a very intelligent child.
Thank you
for calling, and I appreciate the compliment.
Okay, thank
don't,
you.
Don't worry about those silly emails. Just hit that little button that says DEL for delete.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. What a sweetheart. That's a great call. Thank you. We're talking about email hoaxes today. Aline from North York, do you fall for them? Be honest.
I have, yes.
Oh, boy.
Numerous times, which I'm not embarrassed to say.
Yeah, I know I called people foolish. That's not fair. I shouldn't, because some of them are pretty legitimate. And even people in my own family think they're real. And I don't mean to sound so high and mighty, but I've just seen them for 10 years already. So to me, they're old news. But, you know, why not? If everybody thinks, what can I lose? Maybe I really will get the money. What's the harm in doing it? I understand that.
Yes, I've gotten from African Bank.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, tell me I won, and I thought the first time I'm going to open it.
Yeah.
I got a virus that I had a hard time getting rid of.
Yeah, you know, the internet is a wonderful, wonderful invention, but it can also be a scary place because you can either infect your computer, or worse, you could lose money if you fall for some of these online scams.
Well, and these telling you from these stores or from the credit department
mm-hmm.
that we've got an updated credit to what you score.
Yeah.
This is all, something's got to be done, or how can you get rid of them?
You can't. Let me tell you what to do, hon.
I put it in spam?
Yeah, block.
Blacklist?
Yeah, you know, you can do that. You can look for keywords like Nigerian, and I hope you don't have any African friends because it can block those emails.
You can
put certain keywords to block so it goes right to your spam filter. But also try visiting those websites I told you about, Snopes.com, Snopes.com. They will tell you if it's a hoax or not. They have a huge database. Another one is called VMyths, V as in Victor, MYTHS.com. They'll tell you if it's a hoax or a publicity stunt or an urban legend or a joke or what have you.
Uh-huh.
And another one is called Hoaxbusters. The website's a little long, but you can go to hoaxbusters.ciac.org. And that's another good place to double check. Or you can always write me, guys. TechTalk@CFRB.com. Don't be embarrassed. Just say, Mark, I got this in my inbox. Is this real? And I'll write you back. No problem. We're talking about email hoaxes. What a great topic. We have some amazing calls and questions, and we have a lot more on the line. Everybody's eligible to win that Samsung printer. Hang on there. We'll be back with more Tech Talk in a couple of moments. We wanted to continue our chat about email hoaxes, and we're having a lot of fun. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255. Back to nursing my tea with honey. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams, their line of high-quality web cameras used to chat with friends and family around the world using voice or video. Share life as it happens. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web cameras. You can learn more about those at Microsoft.ca, by the way. Today we're talking about email hoaxes, those messages we get in our inbox that a lot of us fall for. Let's face it. Forward this on to everybody you know, and you'll get a check from Google or... You know, don't lick the envelopes at your ATM, or there's needles underneath the pumps at your local gas station, you know, urban legends like that. Don't fall for these folks. A lot of them are ridiculous. A Nigerian bank owner wanting to send you money. Why do they want to send you money? These are all just hit the delete button. Don't forward it on to anybody because that's how they just propagate and they just go on and on for years. I've seen the same ones now that are slightly different for 10 years now. And sometimes it's not just words. There are photo hoaxes as well. I remember one following 9/11, a picture was forwarded around the world of a young man posing on the observation deck of the World Trade Center. Unbeknownst to the tourist is an American Airlines jet just about to slam into the building behind him. This disturbing picture came with an even more chilling caption. It read, "This was from a camera found in the wreckage of the WTC, developed by the FBI for evidence and released on the net today. This guy still has no name and is missing. Forward it to everybody you know to help identify him." So this picture proved to be a fake. The airline was cut and pasted into this image using everyday software, like Adobe Photoshop. That, and this wasn't the same kind of airline that crashed into the building. The North Tower had no rooftop observation deck, and even if it did, it wouldn't have been open to tourists at that hour. So naturally, when a hoax preys on one's emotions, such as this sick joke related to a tragic terrorist event, it tends to dupe even more people. So, you know, just apply some common sense. Try not to be so gullible and naive when you get these kinds of emails. Just hit delete. So I want to hear from you. If you have one you're not sure of, if it's a hoax, or if you want to share a funny story or a funny hoax you received that you caught and deleted, we'd love to hear from you as a little thank you. We're going to call somebody back randomly who's been on the air this hour at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with a secret phrase, which is, "I won on News Talk 1010 CFRB," you've won a brand new Samsung CLP315. It's an all-black color laser printer that you can use in your office or in your home. Not really ideal for photos, but it produces laser text at 17 pages per minute, has a bunch of other bells and whistles. And thank you again to Samsung for donating that prize today. 416-872-1010. toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. There's lots of people on the line, so I'm going to just go quickly through everybody. Let's hear your story. Clara, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hello, Mark.
Hi there.
I love your show.
Thank you, dear. Thanks.
Okay, my question is, can spam email cause a virus on your computer?
Not the email itself, but the attachment can, if there's something attached that you clicked on, or if there's a link that when you click it goes to another website, it could download some harmful programs to your computer. So never click on an attachment. Unless it's like a photo and it's from a friend, someone you know, if it's an .exe file, a .bat file, anything like that, even if it's from someone you know, it could have infected their address book and sent it. If it's a photo, it's fine, but don't click on the links because that might be an attempt to steal your identity. Mary in Mississauga, thank you for calling and thanks for holding on as well.
Hi, Mark. I have... I'm really having trouble grasping this hoax business because we've received a couple of coupon things, which we never actually used.
Right.
But are they all hoaxes?
No, some are not. Save.ca is a website my wife likes, but instead of printing...
So that's when you go to it yourself.
Yeah, so that's the difference there is that that website... they will actually snail mail you the coupons. But there are some legitimate ones, and when in doubt, contact the store.
So there's no real way to tell unless...
No, there's not, unless you go to the website and they say something about that, say, you may have received, this is legitimate, because
right.
A lot of people are suspicious now, and understandably so. So when in doubt, save your paper and your ink. Don't print it yet.
Okay.
Pick up the phone, call your local mall, that store, and say, I just got an email. Is this legitimate? Will I get 25% off from Grandin Toy if I print this? And if they say yes, then great. But
right.
Chances are 9 out of 10 times it's not real.
Okay. But on YouTube, there are a lot of hoaxes. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. I just wrote about one last week. There's one about a guy who put a GPS unit inside of a UPS box, and he tracked where it went all around the world. And when you see the end of the video, he was an artist, and he actually designed a picture of himself. So when all the lines around the globe were traced, it made a self-portrait of him. And
yeah.
I was blown away by it. I'm like, this is the best video I've ever seen, until I went to the guy's website, which was at the end of the video, and it said, due to legal reasons, I have to say that this was not real. It was an art project for school, and it turned out to be a hoax, which I just wrote about.
There's another one about a guy visiting New York for $100.
Oh, yeah.
Under $100, and that's kind of funny, too. Plus, did you see the one with the cell phones and the popcorn?
No, I've heard about this one.
Yeah,
tell our listeners about it, please.
But it looks so... they put popcorn in between cell phones, and because of the current that's emitted, the popcorn starts popping, and it looks so real.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking at... If you go to Snopes.com, that website, I told you that will help you differentiate real from fake.
Because I guess there are some real...
Yeah, no. The number 3 is the cell phone popcorn one.
Snopes.com.
SNOPES.com.
Oh.
And then click on 25 hottest urban legends, and
okay.
You'll see number 4 is the popcorn cell phone one. Great call. Another email. See, email hoaxes come in all forms, not just in text, but photos and videos as well. Let's go to Paul in Waterdown. Thanks for holding on, Paul.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
I got an email from a friend of mine. She's one of these girls that sends me these
calls. Oh, yeah, we all have that one friend who...
I've told her, don't send them. But... At any rate, she had sent me this thing, a warning. It says, if you get an email with the subject saying invitation,
right,
even if it's someone on your contact list.
Right, it could be, yeah, a worm that infected somebody's address book.
But yeah, well, she said delete it. And wouldn't you know, within two, I'm assuming it was a virus, because within 2-3 days, I got 2 of them.
Right, and that probably is a virus, and you just delete it. Just never,
right.
never click on those attachments. And you sound like you know that,
it
Paul.
It wasn't even an attachment. It was in the address. Okay,
right.
New email.
But it's not going to harm. You can't get a virus by receiving an email and not clicking on an attachment or link.
So I could have opened the email.
Well, you can often see what the contents of the email is without opening it. Like in Outlook, I can see it as it comes in without clicking to open. So you'll be fine with that as well. You can open the email, just don't open the attachment. Even if it says don't open the email. But just don't click on any attachments, and don't click on any of these websites that say, you know, we're your bank, we need you to confirm your credit card. That's called a phishing attempt out to fish your information, your you know, sensitive information like your credit card number so they can steal your identity and make money from you. But we're talking today more about email hoaxes that are relatively harmless. Before the end of the show, I'll share one that could do some harm to your computer that's not a virus, but it's still a hoax. We have time for another call and another potential winner for the Samsung color laser printer. We've got Julie in Pickering. Thanks, Julie.
Hi, Mark. Sorry to hear your voice is so rough.
Thanks. It was great for a month. Now it's back again. I don't know what's going on.
A lot of that going around. I just want to comment on, I'm pretty good, I'm relentless about getting rid of emails that are, you know, the hoaxy things.
Yep.
The ones that I fall for every time are the ones about, like, the veterans from Iraq and Iran.
Oh, yeah. Or the pictures of the kids. Have you seen the one about the missing girl? You know, this girl's been missing from Chicago. Rumor has it that she's in Ontario.
Oh, you know,
it's like I've got this theory about why we fall for email hoaxes. In fact, after this short break, I'm going to list them off. And the number one for me is when it tugs on your heartstrings.
Exactly. You know, like those angel ones they send around too. You've got so many angels that love you. And
yeah,
you send this,
that's right. That's right.
They drive me crazy.
That's right. I know. I hear you. And thank you for calling and sharing that, Julie. She's eligible for a call back at the end of the show for that Samsung printer. Hang in there. We're going to talk more about email hoaxes when we return on Tech Talk. But right now, the time is 12:40. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. I've got these theories on why we fall for these hoaxes. Aside from being a bit naive or gullible or trusting the printed word, I think that there are a few reasons why when we get these email hoaxes in our inbox, we fall for them. So here's number one. As I said before the break, they tug on your heartstrings sometimes. They evoke an emotion. They'll show you a picture of a beautiful little girl and say that she's been missing, forward it to everybody. And that's why I get even more upset when I find out it's a scam, a hoax, because it's like, oh, I fell for it. And then you get desensitized. What if, you know, crying wolf, what if someone is lost and then you don't want to forward it on? You know what I mean? Number two, we also fall for these when it sounds close to home. I remember getting an email. You guys out there in Radioland have probably got this one as well. If you see a white van at your local mall, and sometimes they'll say it, you know, Yorkdale or Promenade or Fairview, and there'll be two men who ask you to smell perfume in the parking lot. Don't do it. It's chloroform, and they'll take you in a van and do all these things to you. So when they make it close to your home, it adds some legitimacy. What about that one? I remember reading, my parents live at Leslie and Shepherd area, and I remember saying, oh, the gas station at Don Mills and Shepherd, a man has been known to crawl into the back seat at the gas station when you're pumping your gas and, you know, fall and goes home with you and attacks you in your car. I remember when they said Shepherd and Don Mills, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's down the road. So that turned out to be phony as well, because when I looked it up on the internet, every intersection was listed in every city of every town. Number three, it sounds like it's from a legitimate source is another reason why we fall for it. A politician, a president of a bank, you know, it might even be written on letterhead, or you'll see the company logo. So you think it's legitimate. Number four, when there's a testimonial like, my cousin did this and she received $290 from Google last week. So when they have a testimonial, like in an infomercial, you're more likely to believe it, especially when they say, my sister-in-law did this and she got money. But that's always forwarded from somebody else. So, you know, it's not true. Also, when they have like an obscure number, like $290, you would believe that more than I would hope you can get 10 million Canadian from this Nigerian bank. When it's a smaller amount and it's like not a round number, like 291.50, I got a check for 291.50, you might be more inclined to believe it. And lastly, when the email hoax references coverage that this got, trying to convince you right away that it's real, like I saw this on Oprah this morning or on Oprah Today or on the Today Show this morning, it adds legitimacy. So those are my five reasons why I think we fall for them. When in doubt, go to websites like vmyths.com, snopes.com, or hoaxbusters, and it'll tell you if that email you received is a hoax or not. Chances are, obviously, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. We are taking your calls with your questions about email hoaxes, or if you want to share one with us that you got, you'll be eligible for a callback in about 10 minutes. Dwayne Bishop, our favorite tech op, is going to randomly pull a name out of the hat, if you will, the old proverbial hat. Dial the number, and if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which I've given out numerous times this hour, then you will win our grand prize, which is a Samsung CLP315. It's a color laser printer. Let's go to Richard in Mississauga. Richard, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yes, good day, Mark. I must say this is my first time calling your program, but you do have an excellent program.
And thank you for bearing with my voice this hour.
That's all right.
I didn't want to, you know, I haven't called in sick in 8 years, and I'm saving that up for when I really need it. So I apologize to you, Richard, and other listeners. It is raspy today, and I'm sorry. I've been fighting this something that's hit my vocal cords, so
but
I apologize.
You're great to the anyhow, so again, you must get some applause for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, so do you get these hoaxes, and do you fall for them? Be honest.
Well, I don't know if I've fallen for it. I haven't gotten responded. So,
okay.
But, however, it is tempting to the temptation is there, and that mail is. Getting something over from the east. I believe it's in Nigeria or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen them now from other countries, but yeah, the Nigerian bank scam is the big one, yeah.
However, this is not from a bank. It's from a person stating that she's a widow.
She's a widow, right? She's got all this money and she needs to bring it into the country.
Right.
You didn't fall for it, right?
No.
Okay. But they can sound legitimate. Sometimes when there's a lot of grammatical errors or spelling mistakes, it kind of hints that it's not legitimate. But then you think, well, if they're from Africa, then maybe their English isn't their native tongue. And you start, you know, rationalizing it because you want it to be true. Who wouldn't want to get a random email saying, I'm going to make you rich? But life does not happen that way. Let's go to Henry in Mississauga. Hey, Henry. Hope you're having fun this hour.
Oh, hi, Mark. I just wanted to comment that I got a job offer and through the email system.
Right. Oh, work at home and make $5,000 a week.
That's right. They
yeah,
ask
yeah.
for your name, your address, your phone,
yeah,
fax,
yeah.
et cetera. And unfortunately, you know, I kind of, my reputation ended up in the toilet because... I had to check whether this check that they sent me was actually a real check, and it was confirmed at the bank that it was a fake check that they sent.
So you actually did some work?
Well, I unfortunately gave my name and address, and then they got me, right?
Oh, boy.
But I didn't cash the check, so I'm happy that I didn't. And but I did. I also did report it to the RCMP.
Oh, I'm glad you did. That's a good. Yeah. See, that's you know, another whole level there. So I'm glad you did that.
They called themselves Huck Sang Group from China,
mm-hmm.
A company that deals with, I guess, metallurgical things or et cetera.
Oh boy.
And the position that they were offering was a payment officer, and they had all these people, Professor Frank Chambers.
Yeah. See, and that goes back to the legitimacy. Again, it adds that layer of credibility when they cite a professor, right? That's why when you see an infomercial about something about medicine, the person that's giving the testimony is always wearing a white coat. This is like psychology 101. This is hearkening back to my U of T days. But it's true. You instant credibility. Great call, and thank you for sharing that story with us. More reason to ignore those email hoaxes. We got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to take another call or so, and then, of course, give away our grand prize. Stick with us. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting about email hoaxes this hour. I promised that before the end of the show, I would talk about the only one that can really harm you. And again, I'm not talking about scams or phishing attempts, but this is a hoax that could harm your computer. It's what I call these malicious code warnings. So you'll get a warning from a friend that says that that it's forwarded. Yeah, so they're forwarded by friends with good intent, trying to persuade you to delete a potential virus off your computer. But in fact, it's a legitimate Windows file with Windows XP. So an example would be, you know, if do a search on your computer and look for a file called jbd.exe. And if you have it, delete it immediately. It's a virus that can wipe out your entire hard drive. But what happens is when you do a search, you in fact have jdb.exe or whatever it is because it's part of the Windows operating system. And by deleting it, you're actually screwing up your computer. So don't fall for that one as well. When in doubt, you can contact your computer manufacturer like your HP, your Dell, Toshiba, Sony, what have you, and ask them. Chances are it's a scam, or go to those websites that we've been talking about this hour, Snopes.com or vmyths.com or hoaxbusters.ciac.org, and you'll see don't delete these files. You need them. So Don't fall for that. And again, you may get it from a friend who is tech savvy and they think they're doing you a favor, but it's chances are not real. So we're talking about email hoaxes. We're going to give away that color laser printer in a moment. Let's take a couple more calls first. We've got Marta, who's been waiting the longest, from Claremont. Thanks for holding on, Marta.
That's okay, Mark. Your poor voice.
Ah, thanks. I'm sorry if it's been hard on your ears this hour.
Anyway, I somehow suspect these are hoaxes, but I feel compelled to send them on to my daughters just in case. For example, they'll warn you that you get in your car and you notice a note on the back of your windshield. By this time, your car's running. You go out and get the note, and then the thieves jump in and take your car.
Yeah, right.
Or the medications that have things in it, and they send you the whole list of all the most common things we all take, and I'm afraid that my granddaughters will get
them. I know. See, your intentions are good. You want to protect your family, and that's honorable, but then you end up looking silly when it's not real. But you think, well, why not? What if it was real, and then you're kicking yourself because, you know, something bad happened and you didn't warn them?
Yeah.
I understand the intent, Marta, and they can sound very, very real when you get them. Let's go to JR in Georgetown. Hey, JR.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling.
Or should I say good afternoon?
Good afternoon.
I tell you, I'm a multi-billionaire by the amount of lotteries I've won on the internet, and and I'll tell you, I feel bad for those poor Nigerian people who keep having to, you know, offer us the money to protect their interests in their bank. My biggest problem right now, it seems like there's some American institution that thinks I've got some medical problem because they keep offering me all the Cialis and Viagra and everything on the internet. I get, on an average, right now, probably about 150 emails a day.
Right. From
And it comes in bulk, but it's all different people, and it's just, you know, and it's all the same. It's Viagra, Cialis. Is there anything I can do to filter out the bulk?
Yeah, you know what?
And I have Outlook.
Yeah, so there are some amazing third-party spam filters for Outlook that do a much better job than Outlook's own junk filter. Go to download.com. You'll see one in the top 10 list. It's a spam filter for Outlook that works amazing. And that's obviously, we're talking about spam instead of hoaxes, but it's a fine line. Hey, you know what? It's almost 12:55, so that's time for Dwayne Bishop to dial a number. Oh, eyes are closed. Finger is touching one of the numbers on the page that Sarah wrote down. And thanks, guys, by the way, for doing a great job on today's show. And Dwayne is dialing a number now. We're going to see if they remember the secret phrase to win today's grand prize. Let's hope they don't say hello. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, Dwayne, let's go to the next caller. Sorry, whoever that was. Let me take this moment to thank our sponsor, Microsoft LifeCams, for their high-quality web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using voice or video. Share life as it happens. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web cameras. All right, let's see if they remember the secret phrase. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, we got to go to the next caller. I think that was our last caller, I believe, JR. Sorry, JR. You had to remember the secret phrase. I gave it out 4 or 5 times. Let's try one more, Dwayne. I want to give this thing away. And okay, here we go. Here he is. If you have any questions about today's show, if you were not able to write down some of those websites, try to remember my email address, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll email you back those websites. All right, here we go. Let's see if they're...
I won on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were our 11-year-old caller.
Oh, thank you.
What's your name?
Annalie.
Annalie, thank you so much for calling, and congratulations on winning the grand prize, a Samsung color laser printer.
Thank you
for calling. I'm so happy she won. She is a doll. She was our caller in the first half of the show who says she gets these terrible emails about people that are going to hurt her in the middle of the night if she doesn't forward it on to 7 people, those nasty chain letters. I'm so glad she won. Thank you to everybody for making this show happen. Dwayne Bishop and Sarah, great job, guys. And of course, stay tuned for, you know what's next? It's the Buddha Lounge, always every Sunday at 1 p.m. on this wonderful station. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. Again, thanks to Samsung and Microsoft. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.